Good morning. So we are moving along in Sefer Mitzvos. I figured we would jump to Chatzotros, which is Mitzvah, excuse me, Nun Tes. There's one, you got one. Mitzvah Nun Tes, and it's the about the trumpets. Why did I choose Chatzotros? Because it was this week's parsha. So actually, what I think makes the most sense, first to read the Pesukim inside, I should have put them down on the sheet. The mitzvah of Chatzotros, what exactly is this mitzvah? When are we commanded in it? Are we still commanded in it? How exactly? Because Chatzotros reminds us of another mitzvah, which is shofar. Exactly. It's not only that, but excuse me, the Mishnah records when they would blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, they'd also blow Chatzotros accompanying the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. And as we'll see soon, they blew Chatzotros throughout the year. They also blew a shofar accompanying the Chatzotros throughout the year. And the Mishnah points out that in Rosh Hashanah, the Ikar, the more important one, was the shofar. Throughout the rest of the year, the more important one was the Chatzotros, was the trumpets. And they would actually, depending on, again, which was more important, then they'd use gold, they'd use silver. The configuration of how the people would stand, I say people ambiguously because it's not clear who blew the trumpets. That would also depend on when it was during the year. But what's the source for it? So the pasuk says as follows. This week's parsha, since Jonathan wasn't here, so we can't ask him what it says. Parsha's Bahalosecha. Second here. Here we go. Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Lemar. God said to Moshe, God says, make for yourself these silver trumpets so that you can call the congregation and announce the departure. As in, you need some sort of way to announce to the camp, we're moving, make chatzotros. If I ask you, is that a mitzvah? Presumably, no. This is presumably within the story of the journey of the Jewish people. These are certain things you do. There's no mitzvah to make a flag nowadays. There's a mitzvah, the chatzotros, the blow the trumpets, that sounds, at least at this point, very much like it's just the same way we discussed the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we left Egypt. But discussing that in the Midbar while they traveled, this is the point of the chatzotros. It's in order to call the camp together, announce when we're moving, announce when we're stopping. Okay, all good and well. And the psukim go on to say, and this is how you should blow them, where you should blow them from, etc. Okay. Then you skip a couple of psukim. The descendants of Aaron shall blow the trumpets, and this shall be an eternal statute for generations. So now it suddenly switches, right? First it's like, yeah, when we're traveling, blow the shofar, and we're all thinking, okay, now we're no longer a wandering people. I mean, we are, but that's unintentional. So, but then it's like, oh, wait, but Aaron should blow the shofar as well, now and forevermore. So that already alerts us to there's probably more to the chatzotros, more to the trumpets, than simply a way of conveying to the camp we're moving. What would that be? So the psukim go on. When you go to war, when you go to war, blow the shofar. By doing so, it will be remembered before God and thus be saved from your enemies. So suddenly now we have shofar being used in a different context. Going out to war, not in order to coalesce the people around a unified mission of winning, but rather, through blowing the shofar, you're going to somehow bring up a remembrance to God, and you're going to be saved.
The question becomes, how do you define where the mitzvah is?
Well, that's definitely true as well. But we're going through the psukim. So we see, going to war, blow these trumpets, and by doing so, you arouse some sort of divine mercy, and it's going to help you emerge victorious. Not only that, wait 1 minute, we're not done, says the psukim. Uva yom simchaslim, and the days of your joy, your rejoicing. Uva ma'adechim, and your festivals. Uva rosh chodashim, and on rosh chodesh. Usikatim mechatzotus, you should blow these shofars. Al zasechim al zivchei shlamechim, vayu lechem zikr levnei Hashem, ani Hashem elokeichem. And he says as well, on the days of your holidays, blow these shofars. As you bring the karbanos, the ola, the shlamim, it'll be, same word again, remembrance before God, I'm Hashem, your Lord. So what do we see suddenly? There's a transition from shofar, or chatzotzos, let's say, trumpets merely being a way in which to tell everyone, announce to the camps, but actually we use it when we go to battle, and we use it as well when we are bringing the karbanos. When? When? We bring karbanos every day, which karbanos specifically? On the regalim, exactly. The special karbanah seems like a karban musaf, bar and Shabbos. The karban musaf, you bring chatzotros as well. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you as follows. So how many, we see we blew shofar three times. One time we'll say, well, that was for historical. Then we blow chatzotros again on going to war. We blow chatzotros as well when it comes to karbanos. How many mitzvahs is that? It's, you would say it's presumably.
I would presume it's two because the ones for traveling are limited to when we were in the desert and conquering the land, and B are weren't phrased in a way that indicated it was a mitzvah so much as a functionality.
So that's not. So then the other two would be in the Beis Hamikdash.
Beis Hamikdash, and then.
And when you go to war, or as we discussed on Thursday, and we'll see in the Rambam in a minute, anytime there's an Eitz Tzara. Anytime there's a calamity, there's something going on, there's a drought and a famine in the land, blow the shofar. Blow the chatzotros. I keep on saying shofar. It's not a misspeak because we'll see the poskim say it kind of, we switch on and off with them. But says the Rambam, ready for this? This gets a little puzzling. Hamitzvah hanuntes, what's the 59th mitzvah? He should see tokei b'chatzotros b'mikdash. We are commanded to blow the trumpets in the mikdash. In my karbanos, with the karbanos. Kol carbon mekarve hamoadim who amar yisparach v'yom simchas kumodechem or shechadashim u'sekatem bechatzotros. So Rambam seemingly skips everything, just jumps. There's a mitzvah to blow the trumpets in the Beis Hamikdash on the holidays. U'biyar amru shemitzvah hayom bechatzotros. The kvar is hasbar mitzvah zu besifri Rosh Hashanah. Chena nacht mitzvah latukah bechatzotros be'esos hatzarach hatzaros kishenatstatik l'fnei Hashem v'sala etc. So then it's very confusing. The Rambam's like, oh, so the mitzvah is blow in the Beis Hamikdash as we bring the karbanos. And then he adds on, oh, by the way, as he leaves off, there's also a mitzvah to blow when we go to war or any other Eitz Tzara or any other time of need when there's a pressing need. So the question is like, so what's the mitzvah? It gets very confusing, right?
Is Rambam counting it twice or counting it as one?
He's counting it as one. There's one mitzvah to blow chatzotros. When? Either in the Beis Hamikdash, the same way we're bringing a carbon, we're also blowing chatzotros, and we go to war. So everyone's very confused. Why exactly does the Rambam lump it all together? They assume two totally different objectives, totally different purposes. It just happens to be both are with chatzotros, but why are we lumping it together? The Sefer HaChinuch, before we get to answer this Rambam, we'll see it gets very interesting because the Rambam is going to end up coming down to poskim, even Bizman Hazeh. So Sefer HaChinuch flips it. He says there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar, and then he says, by the way, lav dafka, even it's not even just on the moed echem, but rather the mitzvah is every time we bring karbanos, we blow shofar, we blow chatzotros, blow the trumpet, not just on the karbanos on the holiday. So why then do we specify it? So we're not going to get into it now, but it could be that the mitzvah on the kohanim is on the holidays, the mitzvah on the levim is during the rest of the year. And this comes back to your question you asked me on Thursday. How exactly are they blowing? So the Mishnah tells us that you blow a tekiah, a teruah, tekiah. So those explain the tekiah, teruah, tekiah to arouse the people to tshuva, whatever it may be, that's in the holidays. The rest of the year when they blew the shofar, the trumpet, that was really part of the musical ceremony of the temple. Who played music in the temple? The Levium. Then, because it was accompanying it, so we don't really know what they blew. They probably blew whatever, you know, probably more Svarti-like music, but that's what they were doing. Okay. Comes along the Rambam. This is a crucial and very important Rambam. We spent a lot of time on this on Thursday. The Rambam says as follows. This is found in Hilchos Tainios, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the laws of Tainus, a fasting. Mitzvah aseh min haTorah. There's a positive command in the Torah. Lezoak ulariya b'chatzotros, to cry out and to sound the trumpets. I'll call tzara shibtava al tzipra on every tzara, every tragedy, every calamity, every ace ratzon that comes to the tzibor. Shinemra, as the pasuk says, al tzara tzara eschem, varia semechatzotzros. Kolomer, kol davar shiditzar lehem kagon, anything that oppresses you, but tzara is v'dever v'arbe, whether there is there's dever, the pestilence, arba, the locust, the kiyotzbo, z'ok aleim, the ariyu. There's a positive command. When we see a calamity happen, it engenders within us a positive command, mid oraisa, to sound the trumpets. And the Rambam goes on to say that's part of the tshuva process, it's part of we fast, etc., etc. That's the Rambam says. So the focus now of blowing the shofar is beis tzara.
Right?
So it's tshuva. It's tshuva. It's part of the tshuva process.
So is he lumping the shofar on Rosh Hashanah with it? Or?
It's very possible, by the way, but we're not gonna, I don't want to go there right now. Comes along the Magen Mishnah.
What
why don't we blow shofar anymore on Shavuos and Pesach?
Well, that wasn't the base of Middash. The question we'll see in a minute is, we'll get there in a minute. We'll get to your question, similar question in a minute. So comes along the Magid Mishnah, and he says, I have a problem. He says, we know, the Pasuk, as we just all saw, the Pasuk tells us you blow shofar when? On, let's just say with Karbanos, not Karbanos, and you blow shofar when there's an Esara. The Rambam lumps it all together and say for a mitzvah, as one mitzvah, and here he just talks about the Esara. So the Magid Mishnah asks that question. He says as follows. Larisi, I read the Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? Some understand the Sefer HaMitzvahs to be the Rambam's introduction to his 14 volumes. He wrote this one volume, Katan Ol HaMitzvahs. Shmona Teruah Vezutakiya, Shemashasa Karbanos, Mitzvah Achas. The Rambam counts the Mitzvah of Teruah and Tekiya of Blon Lechatotros during the Karbanos with the Mitzvah of the fast day. V'tumuani, it's a wonder to me. Lama, Sharei Shnei, Psukim Heim, Bekasa. First of all, two different verses. One verse tells us when you go to battle, one verse tells us on the holidays. And it says as follows. V'nira Shadaito, Zeh Lashon, Sha Mitzvah, Hi Achas. It's one mitzvah. One overarching mitzvah. L'tukeya b'chatzotz, v'mikdash b'eis ha-kabonis, v'eis ha-tzaris, v'mikdash b'mikvulin. So he says something very cryptic. There's one command to blow shofar. When is that? Blow shofar in the mikdash every day, and also when you go to battle. It's one mitzvah. So what I'll say to that is, okay, seemingly the Rambam is saying that, but like why? Like mehechate, like why would he say that? What's the connection between the two? I mean, I think the Magid Mishnah is telling us what is obvious. Clearly the Rambam thinks so, but the question is, why does the Rambam think it's one mitzvah? It's seemingly two mitzvahs, right?
Unless you're focusing specifically on the act of blowing being the mitzvah, and then when do you do that? In these two times.
I think we need more specific than that. We need more specific than that. Right, you hear the problem, Charles? Two different psukim. One says go to battle. One says when you karbanos. Rambam counts it as one. Magid Mishnah goes, yeah, clearly he thinks it's one mitzvah. And we say shkayach. We all can see that. If he counts it as one, it's one. But why? So before we get to the answer, one quick side point, and that is the Mishnah Lemelech says it must be that, and this is, it's a little hard to read into the Rambam, but he understands as follows. The mitzvah's aseh, to blow shofar, is esara, when there's a famine. That's a specific mitzvah. But we just said there's mitzvah to blow with the karbanos. Because that is a mitzvah saseh for sure, but the Rambam didn't count it the same way. Okay, it's hard to read it in because there's many different things we do with karbanos. Every time we bring a car, we bring the sach, we pour wine on it. We bring lavona, we bring all these sort of things with the karbanos, which we don't count as a separate mitzvah because it's part of the greater mitzvah of bringing a karban. So the Mishnah Lamelech wants to say part of the greater mitzvah of bringing a karban is we bring the sacrifice, we bring the wine with it, we blow shofar with it. Whereas the separate mitzvah that we're going to say is the mitzvah chatzotros, that's just beis sarah. It's a little difficult. Why is it difficult? Because the Rambam's Sefer Mitzvah doesn't say that.
But also starts with the karbanos.
Exactly.
Spends a whole paragraph on the karbanos and then says, by the way, blow it.
100%. I agree with you. But his one proof is the Rambam says the mitzvah saseh to blow shofar. He opens up Hilchos Tainos with that. But when it comes to the karbanos, it's only way into the laws of karbanos that he mentions, oh, we blow shofar as well. Chatzotros say, well, excuse me, it's to say, it's just part of karbanos is we do this, and that as well. Whereas Hilchos Tainos, we open up. The introduction is blow shofar. Okay, I want to put that aside. I want to go back to the Mishnah Lemelech, the Magid Mishnah. Clearly, there's a mitzvah to blow shofar. Clearly, the Rambam thinks the mitzvah to blow shofar the karbanos, and the mitzvah to blow shofar in the holidays, and when you go to war, it's the same, but why? Says the Chaskuni, and this Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perlap points out, look at the Chaskuni says. He says, this is in source, on the second page. So it's on the Pesukim we read this week. We go out to battle. So what he says is, it's a cryptic line, but he says it as follows. It is the same mitzvah. You know why? Because what we're trying to do when we blow shofar, when we go to battle, is evoke the same sound, the imagery of the karbanos, as if to say, God, we've been bringing you sacrifices for so long. We want you to remember that when we're in a base sar. We want you to remember that when we go to battle, so we're blowing the shofar to make the same sound, so God remembers, oh, we're the same people who bring sacrifices. We're the same people who have the base of Migdash. Meaning to say, the real purpose of the shofar is in the base of Migdash. We go out to battle, and we say, oh God, remember how we're so good? Remember how we give tzedakah? Remember how we do bring karbanos? Remember who we are? Don't forget us. And therefore, what does it do? Remember the same word in the Pasuk. as a remembrance before God, and therefore we are saved. Remember, the pasuk didn't tell us blow shofar to gather us to go to battle, blow shofar to encourage us to go to battle. The pasuk says when we go to battle, blow shofar to in order to evoke remembrance to God so that we will be saved. What's the remembrance we're evoking? We're trying to evoke the imagery, the sounds of the karbanos, and that's why it's the same mitzvah. That's why it's the same mitzvah.
So we
do blow every day. We do blow every day. The Rambam I didn't want to get into it, but the Rambam, why does the Rambam think we blow every day? Or is the Rambam think, which is Iker? But this is the Chaskuni clearly thinks that, I mean, we all think we blow shofar every day. The Chaskuni thinks this is the purpose. Okay. Now, you ready for this one? Comes along the Magen Avram. Magen Avram is the Rambam Grabiner, lived in Poland. And he says as follows. When you look at the Rambam says we blow the Chatzotros whenever there's an Eis Tzara. The Shulchan Aruch paskens this way. Shulchan Aruch says whenever there's an Eis Tzara, whenever there's a calamity, whenever we're facing some sort of major, terrible situation, blow shofar. Says the Magen Avram, but tamani, I wonder. So Loma Ein Osin came as Manenu. I look around, no one's blowing shofar, no one's blowing trumpets, no one's blowing trumpets now. I don't know, we look at our Jewish people, we're always oppressed. There's a war going on in Israel. Why are we not blowing trumpet? Why not? He says, the idea is Ikar Tainus. The Rambam points out, right, the Ikar of the Tainus, the most important part of the Tainus is not the fasting. The Rambam says, the point that the mitzvah I say, the positive command is to blow the trumpets. So we have all these fast days, but yet we're not blowing the, we're doing the most fundamental part. What's going on here? Why? So the Prima Gaudim points out, he goes, oh, must be, it's only in Israel. All right, that works with Prima Gaudim, it doesn't work for us. It doesn't work for Moshe Feinstein. So Moshe Feinstein says as follows, you ready for this? And he plays off the Chaskuni. He says as follows. This was written, B'masha Einog and Lotuk with Tanit Sibar. This is on Beis, Rosh Chodesh, Marcheshva, Tavshin Yud Gimel. What year was that? Tavshin Yud Gimel? I'm bad with dates. Tavshin Yud Gimel. Okay. No, what year was it? So he says as follows. Maksha Hiksha. He says, this is what you asked me. Amasha Kosva Ritva. Shalvias Far Shatar Chatzotz with Tainus. Noga Batarava, Shlo Lotoka Lo Olam, Batainus Sibar. Kim Ein Lanu Chatzotras. He says, why don't we blow shofar? So he says, you must be because we don't have chatzotros. We don't have trumpets. He goes, that doesn't work. Like, do we not have the ability to make silver trumpets? I don't know. Go to a silversmith. 1951. Okay, it's 1951. Go to a silversmith and make trumpets. Make a bugle. Probably what it was. Probably more like a bugle, not a trumpet. Like, I don't understand. We can do it. And this is what he says. It must be the trumpets they use, the trumpets they use when there's a war, must be the very same trumpets that they used in the temple itself. It wasn't two separate trumpets. They had a set of trumpets for the base of Migdash and a separate one they took out to war. They left in the battle room. The quartermaster held until it was time for war. He says it was the same ones. And now we know why. Why would it be the same ones? According to the Chaskuni, it's the same mitzvah. They were taking the trumpets that we used to blow, to evoke, in order to, during the times that we're bringing sacrifices, and we're trying to evoke the same rachmanas, the same compassion from God. So we take those trumpets, and we bring them out, and we blow in the battlefield. So here Moshe says, well, B'zman Hazeh, he says, because that's why we also have one mitzvah. And he goes, if you skip down a line, so what he's saying essentially is we don't have Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the trumpets of the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe you can take it a step further is there's no point in blowing with trumpets even if they belong to the Beis HaMikdash if they have never been used on sacrifices. So what's the point?
Isn't the natural interpretation of whenever there's a tainus that it's a local tainus? Mm-hmm. But they wouldn't be able to go get the trumpets.
Fair point. I don't know. Actually, I take it back. No, local. If you assume it's Eretz Yisrael,
yeah.
So you assume it's only things that take place in Eretz Yisrael, which means that's on a national scale.
In Mishnah's Tainus, we're always talking about a particular city as
the Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. I don't know.
With war, I for a second I thought that I was.
Yeah.
That does seem to work on that.
It does work. Yeah, I hear it. It's a good point. I don't know.
Your trumpet and a shofar. We're talking about a ram's horn shofar.
We're talking about a trumpet.
A real trumpet.
We'll get to the shofar in a minute. We'll get to the shofar in 1 minute. But that's a very fair point. I'm not sure.
They made a trumpet kind of like we know trumpet.
Probably a bugle. It's probably more like a bugle. When I was in Boy Scout camp, we used a bugle every morning to wake us up. I hate bugles.
It wasn't a ram's horn.
No, trumpet. In these instances. Correct. So Rav Moshe says that the reason we don't do it nowadays is simply because we don't have a trumpet from the Beis Hamikdash. And if the point is to evoke the imagery of the Beis Hamikdash, well, you're not accomplishing it. Rav Yashiv, we don't have to read the whole thing, but he basically says as follows. He plays off Rav Moshe and says, well, if it's about the Beis Hamikdash, so even if you make it, we know there's a prohibition to use things that belong to the temple. It's called Me'ilah. Something belongs to the temple. The temple has a bowl that used to catch the blood of the animal, let's say. If you were to walk in, take that bowl, bring it home, and eat cereal out of it, that's called Me'ilah. You're not allowed to use things that belong to the temple. So Rav Yashiv says, if you take a trumpet and you say, okay, I'm going to consecrate it to the Beis Hamikdash, right? Machon HaMikdash in the old city, they make all the different... they make all these different utensils and devices and the menorah for when the Beis Hamikdash comes, we'll all be ready. Okay, so we have it for the Beis Hamikdash ready. I'm going to take it. Rabbi Yashiv goes, but you might be running into the case of Me'ilah, which is a real prohibition. So he says, don't do it.
That doesn't work because but there's a specific mitzvah to use it.
But he wants to say,
unless you want to argue, the mitzvah requires you to blow it in the temple. And there's a location element, but the mitzvah, as you portray it does, was simply to blow it.
So I think he doesn't explain it explicitly. I assume he's probably concerned that in the event that there's maybe this is not a time to blow it, or you don't have, you run, unless you have definite certainty, so then you're going to run into the case we have Me'ilah. But I was thinking he's also,
certainty in the risk of.
Well, maybe you need Bez in the Paskin. He doesn't say it explicitly in the Tshuva.
You think this is a problem even though it's for the Tzibah?
Yeah.
This wouldn't be a
problem. Again, I'm not sure how. Is this more. If it's a concern or he really thinks it's a problem? Uh-huh. But we're dealing with Me'ilah. It could also be. The question is why don't we do it nowadays? Rav Moshe says because there's no point. Rav Yashiv seems to say as well, similar to Rav Moshe, although I think he might be playing. Okay, fine, we'll leave it at that. The Mishnah Halacha has a very long tshuva of Ungar, the Ungar Rebbe, Rav Menashe Klein. Just an interesting note about him, the Beis Medrash in Kiryat Ungvar is in memory of Elie Wiesel's parents because they were best friends. So Rav Menashe Klein, he's a very long tshuva, he has a number of issues with why we shouldn't blow the trumpet nowadays. He also discusses that it could be this mitzvah to blow a shofar instead of trumpet. One of them, he comes down, he says that maybe the Chazal said we shouldn't do it anymore. He has a riot there, he has a bunch of issues. And then he says as follows. This is in Tavshin Lamed. This is 1970. I went to look at historically what was taking place in 1970 because there were a bunch of tshuvas I found in 1970 written on this topic. It was during the War of Attrition. I don't know exactly why of all times. Okay, fine. In 1970, he basically says as follows. He says, really, we should be doing it, but we're not doing it. He goes through a bunch of reasons. And then he says, if you turn to the last page, he says as follows. Vihine, calls it how you calls manchu b'nei shol sorim l'mas l'mish ma'usam shal zakenim aval but when sinah rabim hadoros achronim nowadays in our generation, asher nismad kavod haTorah that the kavod haTorah the honor that people have for Torah has been diminished. Bashfeos gedolos Torah yordu achronim ve'ikvesid meshicha yordu katrego ben tamei chachamim of sinah rabim. People basically are not respecting the Torah, are not respecting tamei chachamim. Most people, he says, he quotes the Pasuk, covet Hashem, the honor of Hashem is hidden from them. As he's saying, you look around, most people are not religious in 1970 in Israel. What's going to happen? If you tell people to go to the public square and start blowing the shofar on a random day during the year, what's going to happen? You're going to lose out. Again, it's another Gemara term. You're going to lose out on your schar, meaning to say, what's everyone going to do? They're going to look at the bunch of these rabbis standing in the middle of the public square blowing shofar, and they're going to start to laugh. It's funny. It's a funny sight. So he basically says, again, after many objections, he ends, I think it's not a good idea to do because instead of trying to arouse people to tshuva, you're just going to cause people to laugh and make a mockery of it. So that's, what do you say?
Bad
answer. He has a bunch of other answers as well, so therefore he says, don't do it. So we have now is we have Rav Moshe says, no point. We had Rav Yashiv saying, be very careful because you have Me'ilah. Is there? Rav Yashiv Klein gives a number of answers, and then he says, also, it looks bad. Comes along, the final answer is the Tshuvas von Hagos, Rav Moshe Sternbach. He is now the guy of Eda Charedis, in charge of Eda Charedis, the Av Bezdin in Yerushalayim right now. He goes through it, and then he ends up seeing the bold. He says, first of all, okay. But Tama Dabar Shalom Nikri Yisrael Batari Tzibor Ala Be'er Tzibor is far away as Malchein Rak Shemei Chayiv. First, he says what I just said to you a minute ago, that Jewish people are only considered tzibor in Eretz Yisrael. This is a longer discussion, but in Chutz La'aretz, we're not considered a tzibor. We are a bunch of individuals living together. As in a tzibor, it's Klal Yisrael. There are a lot of many fascinating nafka minas for that. Many fascinating nafka minas. I don't want to get into it now. What do you say?
No minion, no tzibor.
Not that, but it comes to like the Saint Talmudar. The question is why do we say Saint Talmudar on Israel's schedule and not on America's schedule? And the answer is because we only say it when Klal Yisrael needs the tzibor needs rain, and we're not considered tzibor then. Okay, there are a bunch of reasons. So he says, and therefore, we're only considered tzibor in Israel, says only when the tzibor is suffering, we blow the shofar. That's we're not going to do it in America. Leviza, therefore he says as follows. This is Rav Moshe Sternbach, and again, he's still alive. But Eretz Yisrael, nowadays, in Eretz Yisrael, who, hachiyav hu medina, we have a din, meaning seemingly da'oraisa, to blow the trumpets, or blow the shofar, we'll see in a minute, when there is a tzara, when there's a war. And this is why there's a minhag in Eretz Yisrael to blow the shofar be'eis sarah. But not in the way that we see, okay, there's Israel's at war, everyone's going to go to shul, wherever they go to the kota, wherever it be, and listen to the shofar. No one's, makbel, like Rosh Hashanah, we're having a second blowing after davening to make sure everyone hears it. That's not what's happening here. It's a chiv al tzibor, meaning the congregation has to blow. Not every individual has to blow, and therefore not every individual needs to hear it, but the congregation needs to blow. Ubeist in Haim Shakovim Lachiyah, and Bezdin has to be Kovei Dachiyah, meaning, I don't know, the Rav Roshi, the chief rabbi. They say there's a famine, there's a drought now, we're at Eis Zara, they say we're going to war, blow the shofar. So some will say that nowadays we don't, again, he's coming from the Eidah Haredis, so we don't have a tzibur, bezna everyone recognizes, and therefore we shouldn't do it. And then he says, bezna should say when it is, and he points out as well, based on the Ran, that we say, chatzotros lav daf, but now can also be shofar, and he basically ends off and says, nowadays we have an obligation. We Yerushalayim Eir Kodesh. No one can achieve Sasi Beisar when the congregation gathers together Beisara. Bezokim Beamira Slichos. They say Slichos, right? There's a drought. They gather together. They will say Slichos. Tokim Beshofros. They blow the shofar. Venira Dekayimun Bezet Hai Mitzvah Asay. And through this, they're fulfilling the Mitzvah Asay of when there's a calamity, blow shofar. I was wondering as well. Maybe you make a Mitzvah. You should say a bracha on it as well. Not the bracha of Zashmiel Kol Shofar, but probably the bracha of Lotokei of a shofar. Right? There's a difference between. Listen, Rosh Hashanah is about listening, and now I've been blowing it. So he seems to allude to that. I'm not sure what the din is. I want to ask someone. But what Rav Moshe Sternbach says is, if there's really a mitzvah, as we say in this week's parsha, be'eis sarah, to blow shofar. So why don't we do it nowadays? That's the Magen Avraham. Premier Gadam says, oh, we're not living in Israel. Well, that only works with Premier Gadam. It's not going to work for the modern times. Rav Moshe goes, oh, because the whole point of the shofar was really to evoke the memory of the Karbanos. It's one mitzvah, as the Rambam says. Rav Moshe Sternbach is not so convinced in that. He seems to say, no, the Rambam says it's a separate mitzvah. Maybe counted as one, but it's a separate mitzvah to blow shofar, beis sara, and therefore says Rav Moshe Sternbach, bezman hazeh in Eretz Yisrael, we can blow the shofar when we say slichos and all that as well, and we fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of chatzotos even bezman hazeh. What's fascinating is what emerges here is here's another mitzvah where perhaps it's been lost for so long we brought back when we came back to Eretz Yisrael. Not just the mitzvah of trumas and maizos and the mitzvahs that have to do agricultural mitzvahs, but also the mitzvah of blowing the shofar. And it's interesting, in next week's parsha, there's another mitzvah that some say we brought back as well, and that's the mitzvah of techeles. We're starting to see, it's very interesting to see all these different mitzvahs that for 1,000 years were lost, and now we can finally have the zechus, the merit, to bring them back again. With that, I wish you a wonderful week. Any questions, comments, or thoughts?